This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to episode number 29, Allahu Akbar, Masha Allah, Tabarak Allah, of our program Lifestyle, bringing back the izzah, the days of might and dignity of the early generations of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, into our life today, inshallah ta'ala, by observing what they have done in the early stages of Islam and how they became the best of all generations, and how can we, inshallah ta'ala, adopt that lifestyle and live it day in and day out so that we can deserve a space, a seat next to them in Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we wanted to purify our heart as part of our lifestyle. Purifying our heart, or having a qalbun salim, a sound heart in our life. And how can we work on the diseases of the heart that can destroy that beautiful piece of flesh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for us to be the powerhouse of our entire body, subhanAllah. The piece of flesh which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if it is sound, the entire organs will follow, the entire body will follow. And if it is corrupted, everything else within yourself, within your system, will also become corrupted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a pure and a sound heart. Now, there is a beautiful dua that we wanted to start with, inshallah. And it is a good opportunity for us that we are in Ramadan. I hope and I pray that we can together, bi'idhnillah, memorize that dua and make it part of our daily practices, part of our lifestyle, insha'Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I call this dua the heart reliever dua, the heart reliever, the dua that brings the heart into that peace and calm state. And who amongst us does not experience anxiety, does not experience tension in life, that we sometimes need a break, need a space where we can be by ourselves and experience that peace and tranquility? Who amongst us? Everyone wants to experience this state of tranquility. And this dua is the remedy. This dua is the medicine, inshallah ta'ala, that can guarantee you peace and tranquility. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites this dua, whoever knows this dua and recites it and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using those words, he will never experience anxiety, depression, and all these mental illnesses that we've been hearing about in the past couple of years. What is this dua? Allahumma inni abduk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, I am your servant, wabnu abdik, and I am the son of your male slave, wabnu amatik, and I am the son of your female slave." Meaning what? I am a slave. My father is a slave. My mother is a slave to you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nasiyati biyadik. Nasiyati biyadik. Just let me mute this web page, inshallah. Otherwise, we will all be disturbed. That's it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, Nasiyati biyadik. My forelock is in your hand, meaning my destiny is in your hand. Madin fiyya hukmuk. Your judgment upon me is going to pass, is going to happen. عَدْلٌ فِيَّ قَضَاءُكَ. Everything that you have judged me with, everything that you decreed upon me is absolutely just. I deserve whatever happened to me. I deserve whatever you have destined for me. Then the Prophet ﷺ went on to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not for anything yet. He is asking Allah using his beautiful names and attributes. Say what? As'aluka bikulli ismin huwa lak. I ask you by every name you have named yourself with, Allahu Akbar, أو أنزلته في كتابك, or you have revealed it in your revelation, in your book, the Quran, أو علمته أحدا من خلقك, or you have taught it to any of your slaves, any of your prophets, any of your righteous people, أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, or you have kept that name hidden in the world of the unseen with you, Allahu Akbar. Why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making this long introduction? To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the following. أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي. I ask you to make the Quran the spring of my life. ونور صدري, and the light of my chest, meaning the guidance that will lead my heart to that which is appropriate, to that which is good. وجلاء حزني, and the banisher of my sorrow and of my sadness. وذهاب همي, and the reliever of my depression and anxiety. Allahu Akbar. Who amongst us does not need that dua? My brothers and sisters in Islam, within this dua, there are two secrets. Within this dua, inshallah, there are two secrets. Number one, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who recites this dua, within the same hadith, anyone who recites this dua will never feel depressed, will never feel anxious again. Now, believe it or leave it, as I always say, believe it or leave it. He's your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the truthful, the most honest, the trustworthy. Believe him or leave his teaching. It's up to you. May Allah protect us all and make us among the people who have yaqeen in whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought to us. So the first secret is that whenever you recite this dua, having that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are absolutely true, then you will never feel depressed, anxious ever. Second secret is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is directing us through this hadith to the Quran. To the Quran. So you will never attain the outcome of this beautiful hadith unless you have a daily portion of connection with the book of Allah, with the Quran, in your life. Because the Prophet ﷺ is asking Allah to make the Quran the source of all what we have explained, the source of the light and guidance into our chest, into our hearts, into our breast, the source or the reliever of our sadness, anxiety, and sorrow. So without the Quran, we will not be able to achieve that outcome. So the first secret is the dua itself will always bring you to calmness and tranquility and peace. But secondly, you have to have the Quran in your life on a daily basis to achieve that same outcome. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the heart is essential for our guidance. If it is sound, everything else will be sound. If it is corrupted, everything will be corrupted. Now, what corrupts the heart? What are the things that can infect our heart and bring us to that state of corruption? And why it is important to know about it? Simple. It is important to know about the corruptors of the heart so that we can avoid them, inshallah, and work always on rectifying and purifying and cleansing our hearts from anything that may bring it into that state of corruption. Because once it is corrupted, everything else will follow. May Allah protect us all. The first category of heart corruptors, and of course, by no means this is in-depth study of the heart corruptors. There are more to it, inshallah ta'ala. But the first thing is something called lahwul qalb, a state of heart that is very playful, a heart that is occupied with the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The day of reckoning, the day of judgment, has been brought nearer to people while they are in heedless state of affairs. They are in that heedlessness state of affair that is turning them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning them away from the reality of this dunya, that this dunya is very short, temporary. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. There is not a mention, that comes to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in the Quran or in the hadith or in the khutbah or a preacher or a lecturer, إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, they would be listening to those reminders while they are in a state of playfulness. Their mind and their heart are occupied with something else. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, their hearts are distracted. وَلَعِيَذْ بِاللَّهِ, those who do wrong conceal their private conversations. وَلَعِيَذْ بِاللَّهِ, they conceal their private conversation, meaning that they would be like listening to you, nodding their heads. Yeah, sounds nice. Beautiful reminders, but their hearts and their minds are occupied and with something else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very scary ayah in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, that we have certainly created for hellfire a lot amongst the jinn and the ins. Why is that, ya Allah? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, they have got the hearts, but they do not understand with it. They do not use that faculty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for them for their own favor. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا, they have got the eyes, but they don't see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they neglect, or they don't want to look at it. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and they have got the physical ears, but they don't listen to with it. They don't listen to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, those are like cattle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. No, they are even worse. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, those are the heedless people. So the state of heedlessness leads to this state of playfulness. Your heart becomes playful, always after the dunya, always occupied with this dunya. And as such, your heart becomes corrupted. Second category is qalbun ghalidh, harsh and a very rude heart. Sometimes when people become religious, yes, some religious people are infected with this disease, unfortunately. May Allah protect us all. But some people, when they become religious, they start looking at those people who are not yet in their level of spirituality or practicing Islam, and then they start dealing or treating them harshly. They start raising the haram gun. They start raising, you know, the self-righteousness gun, walayad billah, that I'm better than you. Like, look at you, you don't pray this, you don't pray fajr, you don't have niqab, you don't have hijab, you don't do this, you don't do that. As if you were born into that state yourself. May Allah protect us all. And one of the things that actually attracted the people, the early generation, to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to mankind. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, that had it not been for the mercy of Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that it is because of the mercy of Allah, you were lenient to them, you were kind to them, easygoing on them. Yeah? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, but have you had displayed a harsh and a rude heart in attitude, they would have fled from around you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, so pardon them, let go of their mistakes. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and consult them in your affairs. Look at this, who is he consulting? Who is he forgiving? Those people who sometimes fall short. The companions we are talking about. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and when you decide a matter, then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ, Allah loves those who put their trust in Allah. The third category of heart corruptors is a deviated heart. A deviated heart is a person who knows the truth, but he decided to choose otherwise. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, قُلُوبَهُمْ, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, that when they deviated, when they decided to take a different path, a different route, other than what Allah had decided, a different lifestyle, other than what Allah had revealed, Allah further deviated their hearts. Finished. Allah now is sealing their hearts. وَلَا يَدْ بِاللَّهِ, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الفاسقين. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never guide those who are disobedient. Anyone who disobey Allah intentionally, knowing what is right, knowing what is wrong, Allah will deviate their heart further. So be careful. This is now, we are getting into the most dangerous diseases of the heart. A deviant heart is a heart that decided to become a deviant, that decided to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knew what is right, what is wrong, who knew what is halal, what's haram, and he decided to do what's haram and stayed, decided to stay away from that which is halal. In these conditions, Allah will further deviate your heart. And Allah does not guide those who decided to obey Him. Allah does not guide those who intentionally disobey Him. So we have to repent quickly before the condition becomes even more complicated, before the fourth category of heart corruptors, and that is qaswatul qalb. If you don't work on the previous three conditions, then your heart becomes what? More hard now. Hard heart. Qaswatul qalb. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating the story of the people, the children of Israel. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them prophets after prophets to guide them back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said in the Quran, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After all these guidance that were sent down to you, your hearts became hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. To a point that their hearts became like stones, even more harder. Allahu Akbar. Do you remember the example given earlier about أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ مَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. Those people, the heedless people, are like cattle, like animals. No, they are even worse. Allah is giving us a similar example, that those people who reach to that state, their hearts become so hard. No reminders work for them. No Quran makes them shed tears. Nothing. Their hearts became like stone. Even harder, Allah said in the Quran. And then Allah said that even some stones are even more softer than their hearts. Allahu Akbar, look at the example. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهَا الْأَنْهَارِ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. That even some stones, you will find rivers are bursting out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. And some other type of stones, it will crack open, and water will walk through those cracks. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبَطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And some of these stones even crumble, crash down from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not heedless of what you do. Allah is fully aware of what you do. So my brothers and sisters, then be careful. Unless we start following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hearts will become hard. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. And because they have break their covenant, because they are not following Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating the stories of the people of the past so that we can take a lesson. So he's saying, because they have break their covenants and promises with Allah, we cursed them and we made their hearts hard. Their hearts became hard. Nothing works on their hearts now anymore. And finally, the final stage now, and this is the one without turning back, may Allah protect us all. قَلْبٌ أَعْمَى. A blind heart. A blind heart. فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't they walk and travel through the earth? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. So that their hearts can understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this dunya into existence. أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Or ears to hear the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ. Indeed, eyes do not get blind. My brothers and sisters, listen to this declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of your eyes. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ. Eyesights do not get blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But rather, the hearts in the chest are the ones that get blind. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. Because there are people who were born without the ability to see with their own physical eyes. Does that mean that they don't feel the presence of Allah? Does that mean that they are free to do whatever they want? Allahu Akbar. No. Because blindness here means what? Means the guidance of Allah. So once your heart gets blind, it means that's it. Summun, bukmun, umyun, fahum la yarji'un. They are deaf, they are blind. They are, you know, summun, bukmun, umyun. The deaf, the dumb, the blind. They will never return back to Allah's guidance anymore. Finished. Allah had sealed their matter, and they will be, wal'ayadu billah, sent to hellfire at the end of this life. That's why, my brothers and sisters in Islam, nothing will benefit us on the day of judgment except a pure and a sound heart. Qalbun salim. Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. On that day, when you meet Allah, whether when you pass away or when you meet Him on the day of judgment, nothing will benefit you at all. Neither your money nor your children, except those who come to Allah on that day, at that moment, with pure and sound heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who will work day in and day out on purifying their hearts and rectifying their intentions, so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, enjoy the reward awaiting those people who, inshallah, will come to Allah, as Allah explained in this ayah, with pure and sound heart. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Kindly, before leaving those platforms on Facebook or even the YouTube channel, please share the reward, share the video, so that you may share the reward with us, inshallah. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will have the final episode in the series of lifestyle. I hope and I pray that it was beneficial. I know that there are much more topics to discuss regarding lifestyle in Islam, our way of life, and how can we bring it into practicality, not just talking, not just to feel that, oh, mashallah, the reminders are nice, but the practical method of bringing it into our life and how to work on it. I know that there are much more to say, inshallah, and perhaps next year we can have part two of lifestyle, or maybe I can expand on this in the very near future, maybe after Ramadan or so. We can come every week or something to discuss more topics regarding our lifestyle as believers in Islam. Jazakumullah khairan. The lifestyle book will be available, inshallah ta'ala, in 2 weeks' time. So if you did not pre-order yet, it's your chance, inshallah. I forgot to add the link to it. I will go now, inshallah, and add the link, so you can pre-order your copy, inshallah, the PDF copy. The physical one will be made available later on, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, and we'll see you tomorrow for the final episode in Ramadan. Eid Mubarak in advance to everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.